Hey, morning, Tom. How are we all doing today? Back at it, right? Nice to be down here. Nice to be back at work. Any questions? Or yeah, I'm good.
What's the best backup quarterback situation you've experienced?
This one probably. No, I don't know. I like our backup situation. I have trouble remembering where I was yesterday. You know, it's, my age is getting there. I like our backup quarterback situation, and I think it's a positive in a lot of ways.
Second year offense continues to develop. Is the offense where you want it to be right now, and where can it still improve?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you ask the players who've been around me, they'll tell you. It's never where I want it to be. It's not ever going to be where I want it to be. We have a lot better understanding of what we're doing. We practice faster. We're a lot more efficient. We're not real good right now, but we have a chance to be. We just have a lot of work to do.
What are you looking for from Teddy Bridgewater in year two?
I don't break it down year one, year two. I break it down in terms of his normal progression, the way he went through the season. We saw him improve dramatically as the season went on. At quarterback in this position, there's always going to be ups and downs. I think that the strength Teddy has, he has the mentality, the approach, the demeanor that he doesn't get affected too greatly by the highs, and he doesn't get affected too greatly by the lows. There's going to be a game in somewhere early in the season where we struggle, and he just played good last year. We went to Buffalo last year against a real good defense, and he didn't play real well. We didn't play real well, and what's wrong with Teddy? And then about 6 weeks later, Green Bay went there, and Aaron Rodgers had his worst game of the year. And, it was because of Buffalo's great defense. So, we're not going to be fazed by the things. I just want to see Teddy continue to grow and in his understanding and his physical skills, and going out and playing.
Norv, I know those summer lists, the quarterback rankings don't really mean a lot, but what do you think he hasn't got as much attention this offseason?
You try not to pay attention to those things or see them, and I see some of the rankings, and none of it matters because obviously it's how he plays is the key. But my personal thing is I have not been around very many guys. There's only probably four or five guys I would trust in talking to and evaluating quarterbacks, because I don't think there are many guys that understand what you're trying to do at the position and understand the evaluation process. Makes those evaluations less meaningless. And the one evaluation we care about is ours. And I think, based on where we got to last year and where we think we're going, I think we have a top-flight quarterback.
What kind of impact do you think Mike Wallace and Adrian Peterson will have on the growth of Teddy this year?
I don't look at it in that terms. I think what you need to do is you need to get 11 really good players on the field if you're going to be a good team. And I always talk to our guys, we want to have 15 or 16 starters, so we have a lot of different guys that contribute. And then if you have a big time, one of the best players I've ever been around, and certainly one of the best running backs, runner like Adrian, to me the number one thing he brings is production, and he's hard to tackle, and he's going to run for yards, and he's going to score touchdowns, so that's going to help our team. Are there residual benefits for Teddy? Yeah, but that's not the issue. The issue is how do we help our offense? Wallace is a big play receiver. He's a guy that matched up, singled up, he should be productive. So I think the production is where I look, and it's not based on does it help Teddy or not help Teddy. Does it help the left tackle? Does it help the right guard? I mean, every good player he has helps everybody.
Just to follow up to Wallace, he says he wants to become a better leader. I mean, what does he need to do to become a better leader?
To me, the leadership, most important part of leadership, and I'll say this about every position. I hear people talk about Teddy's leadership ability has improved. To me, the only thing that matters is how you play when you step on the field, and I want Wallace to make plays. If he makes plays, he does the things we think he can do. He works hard in practice. He sets an example in his actions in terms of the way he approaches preparation, and that's leadership. What guys say is very meaningless to me. It's obviously what they do.
Offensive lines tend to be pretty proud units. How would you say your group is approaching this season compared to what they went? Offensive lines tend to be very proud units. So your group coming into this year, some of the issues they had last year, how much do you think redemption may be driving a little bit of that?
We're capable of being a very good offensive line. We just have a lot of work to do. Obviously, we've moved. You know, we got a change at left guard. We're searching at right guard. We got a guy coming off a season-ending injury at right tackle. So we have a lot of uncertainty. We have, you know, like everyone else, we have training camp to get those guys ready to play. I don't see why we wouldn't be a real good offensive line, but we have a lot of work to do.
How valuable is it to go up against the guys on defense, all those playmakers out there? How valuable can that be for your offense?
It's good. I competition makes everyone better, and this will be a very, very competitive camp. We get to prepare for the looks our defense gives. We have to work hard when we're not going against our defense, preparing for the looks that we see from other teams. We play nine teams that play a 34 defense. We don't get to see it in practice. So, the competition is great. Training camp, there's just a lot of things that we've got to accomplish.
Besides knowledge of the offense and the necessary physical tools, when it comes to backup quarterbacks, is there one key ingredient you'd like to see from that player?
I still think it's about knowing how to play, and that's obviously very general. But when you coach a guy for a little while, and you see him handle situations, you see him make decisions, you see him consistently make good decisions, then you're talking about a guy that knows how to play the game. And I think it was very obvious to us, first of all, watching Teddy's college tape, then getting him here and watching him, how he grew and got comfortable in playing. He's got great vision. He understands what we're trying to do. He's very disciplined. And I think guys lose sight of that. You're talking about quarterback rankings. I think some of these guys that go out and evaluate quarterbacks, if a guy that can't throw a ball through a wall, his value goes down. Well, we don't like guys who throw it through a wall. So, we like guys who have a good feel for playing, and Teddy certainly does have a great feel for playing the game.
Were there times last year where you ever felt limited just not having Adrian and all the injuries that sort of stacked up? Were there times last year where you ever felt limited in being able to implement that whole offense with all of
no.
you were missing?
No. I mean, there were times, obviously, in the middle where we struggled. We played some really good defenses, and when I look at tape and see some good offenses struggle against the same defenses, I have a better understanding why. But I think we did the things we wanted to do with the group we had. I didn't feel limited. I thought we had a chance to win when we went out and played during the second half of the season. We won games on the last play of the game. We won games in the last 2 minutes. We lost a couple games in the last 2 minutes. But we, in that last seven-game stretch, we were certainly competitive.
Last year's AP, is he caught up with everybody else in the scheme, or does he have some catching up to
Mike? Good. I'm glad you added that scheme, because when he comes out here and I watch him, he's way ahead of everybody else. This scheme thing is to me, it's overrated, and I know it's different for Adrian, so there's some things that caught him off guard, but he's very comfortable with what we're doing. He and Kirby Wilson spent a lot of extra time getting him back on caught up on what, things are different. We're going to do the things he does best, and the things he does best he's been doing a long time. So, some of that can get overrated. The hardest thing for any back is in this day and age, in any system, is pass protection, and he's worked real hard at that.
Right.
What
does
Bernard need to do to see more snaps this year? What does Cordarrelle Patterson need to do to see more snaps this year?
You know, I don't. I think he's going to get his share of snaps. He needs to just continue to what he started off yesterday, and every day go out and do the little things right and work. Keep working hard to get better.
Happy with Cusco's transition, and is there something about left guard that's more important that you opened up the right guard position to secure the left guard?
Well, I think it fit our guys. I think we felt Brandon would be able to handle going to left guard, and I think him, Matt over there have known each other a long time. The communication over there is good, and I think the guys that we have here that were an option at right guard are more comfortable and a lot more prepared to play right guard than left.
Good. Thanks.
All right, thank you.